This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
And Guru,
yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh man, what a fun start to the day.
It's going down, man.
We got a crowd here at 95.7 The Game. Just watch the morning roast and listen to it.
The tone has
bunch
been
of people
set.
In the lobby.
Hey,
now get them out.
One of those bunch of peoples.
Get them out.
My good friend Rick Bradford. Remember I told you about him.
I have no idea who that
Mark
is.
Mark Carrier's brother, the DB for the Bears, went to USC. I was bragging on him to you and Nahegan. I see him. I ain't seen him in a minute.
Hey, see you later.
Dude, the tone has been set. They said it. That was like a live show.
Yeah, I know. And now it's our show.
Right.
Let me say it one more time in case they can't get them out.
We got Jersey Ken.
I'm kidding. Thanks for coming
Evan
in,
checking
everybody.
In from Vegas before we
you.
Get out of here. Evan.
Who is?
Evan. Your producer?
Why?
Our producer. See, that's...
Why? You're not going to tell
Let
you.
Let us know what the action and
every
atmosphere is like in Vegas, baby.
Every once in a while, I come in on a Friday, and it's just a little, you just feel it. It's a little different, and I'm just telling you, it's going to be one of those days.
Yeah, no, we will not sing we did for the Warriors-Kings game six where I got blew out.
Hey,
Don't stop.
I don't know what's going to happen today.
Well, you better bring it.
What if I don't? He's like, Steiny, what if the Chiefs beat the Niners?
I'll carry you like I do daily. I'll carry you.
You know what? I can't bring it less than the boss.
He's
not here.
But don't. Why are you saying
biggest
his business?
Day of the year? He's not here.
I would hate you as a boss.
I don't care.
You are the problem.
I'd make so much money for the company. You'd have to turn a blind eye.
Hey, they're waiting.
Who is
the company?
About what?
Make them some paper.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I do that in my sleep for this place.
What you got, baby?
I'm on one today.
Yeah, I can tell.
Actually, I'm not.
Dude, it's a big game.
Do you ever feel like you're a walking jinx? You specifically.
Yeah, I have felt like a mush. Yeah.
And I was going to let it go.
I have.
I was going to let it go.
Okay, where are you going?
But you know what? The timing was so impeccable. Just hanging here. Connect! Dalton, connect in your face.
You can't
ready for me to take a victory lap?
No, you're
right.
Front
I'm going to take a victory lap right around
20 straight.
The oval of you. He had 35 and 20 straight.
35, 20 straight.
Just say it, Steiny. You know basketball.
You left him alone.
Steiny,
you left him for dead.
You know the game.
I called you
it's
out for not bringing him up.
It's unbelievable.
No, I just, McKinn, I knew he was going to front run.
I don't know what
front
it was.
Front run Friday.
I don't know what it was. December, early December. I'm like, you know what, Steiny? Let's go back to your roots. Hey, I'm talking. Hey, Steiny, let's go back to your roots and why don't you watch some basketball and pick out a guy that you think's a great player. I watched about 4 minutes of a Tennessee game. I said, this guy Connect's going to be really good. I never heard of him. I don't know who he is. Who is he? Steiny, he'll be 29, 28. Anyway, 35 last night.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
Shut up. What's up, buddy?
Well, yeah, you all got right. It. You're in a good mood. At Steinmetz Sports on Twitter, you're back.
No.
Yeah, Ken, I get Ken.
I want
the
that
info.
To grow organically. It's already up to 33.
Get him in the foul. I bet you'll be at 1,500. At Steinmetz Sports. That's a nice handle, too. Back in the game. Baldy out there. I'm ready to go, man.
Yeah.
And they got the
slap
Super Bowl.
Me for what I'm doing.
Yeah. Plastered everywhere, and it's hard to forget just how
forget
close
what?
The Niners were to having the,
well, not when you
that
bringing
Lombardi
it up
trophy.
Every 6 minutes.
But that's what makes this sizzle. Sunday's going to be big.
Yeah. Well, I got a couple things for you today. Where do you want to start?
Dude, I've been with you an hour and a half. I had like 9 answers, but where do I want to start?
Yeah. How about this?
Wow.
Stop saying the Chiefs own the 49ers. How about that? Let's start right there.
Well, under Mahomes, they do. All right, let's start there. Game
on. You know how many players on the Niners have lost 2 Super Bowls?
Give it to me.
6 of 22 starters. You see what I'm saying, Goo?
But see, that's where you just ignore the fans. This is about the fans. This is about the people that packed the place this morning.
I asked the fans questions yesterday, but you said that was a bad topic.
The number's infinity. The thing, they've been around. They lived it. So when I don't, you got me with the six, with the players, but you know, they're being professional. The fans are the ones that got the emotion invested in this thing. You do not want Sunday to come and go and Kansas City with, Steiner, can I call it their pedestrian offense? It's different. They're doing different things. They got some injuries. Who doesn't? But you do not want to let them leave the Bay 6-0 and you 3-4. To fix the rest of your season, which can still be fixed because the math is there.
Do you realize?
Come on, man.
You realize how? You realize that the Chiefs are worse than the Reds, worse in the red zone than the 49ers?
But see, I feel.
Oh,
like, go ahead.
No,
I feel
that's
like it. That's understandable. They're missing Rice. They're missing Pacheco. They got Mahomes. But, Stoudy, they're winning those games that they're bad in the red zone. That's what good and great teams do. That's what champions do. Win when you're not playing your best. So when you give me those numbers, it doesn't penetrate because the fact of the matter is they're still finding a way to win. When we watched, and you've discussed ad nauseum, they got the ball against the Rams. They got the ball against the Vikings, and we couldn't do nothing with it, or they couldn't do anything with it.
If the Niners were 5-0 and had the same red zone problems, you'd be saying the red zone problem's going to catch up with them.
You don't know me.
I know you like the back of my hand.
Man, you think you do.
Please.
No, the problems, when you're winning it, that's the best deodorant. Cologne.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean the problems don't exist.
Well, yeah, but you're getting the best stuff. 49ers, they're not costing you.
49ers are better in the red zone than the Chiefs.
Okay. Who's got a better record? Who's got a better record?
Doesn't matter. I'm just talking red zone. Huh? So.
You ain't going to get me off early. It's just not.
Stu in Richmond, get in here and get in my guy's face.
Stu.
What's up, Stu? How you doing, buddy?
First of all, Steiny, thank you. First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, thank you.
I first met you at Elkhart, Ohio. You were covering high school sports.
Yeah,
I remember you used to write. You was in the back page writing about high school. Anyway, I remember you talking about Dalton Kinnick. The conversation was, why don't we trade all our picks and Wiggins? There's nobody worth it in the draft. All right, and you said, well, this guy Kinnick. And then I look, dude, I got your back.
Oh, dang, right, I love you, baby. Day,
I've never heard Steiny say, I'm on one, bro, back off. And he's on your helmet like an old school, like, you know, an old school football helmet with a fist. So, Goo, I ain't never heard him get on you like this. Please, just let him go.
Yeah.
And Steiny right.
I got you, man. You know that. Yeah, he knows the gist of the show.
Hey, Stu, you're not going to come,
Stu knows you'll be on my side.
Stu
knows you're a poodle in real life.
Please.
Go ahead with your bit.
Please.
I'm here for you, baby. I saw my man Rick Bradford out there. Damn, life. That's really my good friend. I didn't expect to see him. Saw him.
We'll have a fun show today. Can't exhort.
It's got to be better than these 10 minutes.
Well, if you'd add something.
Oh, boy. Dude, I'm going to get that to you.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm a guru. I'm not going to do it. Let's stay friends for at least two-thirds of the show.
It's Friday.
All right, one-third.
All right.
Where's my sheet? We're out of time. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go. Chiefs in town Sunday, 125. We're getting you ready for the game. What do the Niners have to do to win it? There's no gimmicky questions here. Let's talk about the game. What are the 49ers' strengths? What are they going to have to exploit to win this game? Mm. What are you worried about with the Chiefs? What scares you about them, if anything? Go ahead and give me a prediction. I'll write them down. And we'll see how y'all did on Monday. We can do that, too. We can do anything. You know why? Because the boss is sick. 888-957-9570. Don't miss a kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal. That starts 3 hours before kickoff, which would be 10:25. 3 hours before kickoff. You can join us in person, too, at the Hilton Santa Clara. 10 a.m., delicious food, great drinks, best pregame show in the Bay. Those are facts. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.